Hello, everyone. This is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, here with a pretty late video. I had a long day today, and even if I did have a long day, I still have an obligation and a commitment to put out a video every day, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So today I want to talk about an experience that I had today, a very, very different experience, something that I don't usually go through. Today has made me realize just how much inside my comfort zone I am in, because there was somebody who really, really challenged that. And what happens when somebody confronts you about something about you, maybe a personality flaw that you have, or they're not even pointing it out and saying that there's anything wrong with you, they've just noticed that about you. And you're so sensitive about it. So the first thing you do is attack them and tell them, who do you think you are? Who asked you anyway? You know, the first thing we do is we try to protect ourselves and shield ourselves. And that is the place that I was in today. This person called me out on something, a particular, I wouldn't even call it a flaw. It's just a characteristic that I have. And she told me, you know, you're overly critical of yourself. And I barely know her. So the first thoughts were, who do you think you are? I don't know you. I don't. Who are you to tell me who I'm supposed to be or who I'm not? And our first reactions when people tell us things that we don't necessarily want to hear about ourselves is, we get defensive. So today I made a very conscious choice to challenge why I was feeling defensive. Because it's not like this person was saying something that wasn't true. It is true. I am critical of myself, overly critical of myself. But in my defense, I was explaining to this person who is an acquaintance that if you knew me 5 years ago, then you wouldn't necessarily be talking about me being overly critical about myself because of how much work I have done. But I have to say that I'm very proud of how I responded. I didn't react. I responded to what that person was telling me. But I was still feeling very uncomfortable. I felt like just standing up and leaving because I felt naked. I felt like, you know, that song of, who sang that song singing, Killing Me Softly? No, not the Fugees, the original. I think it was Roberta Flack. You know, he sang as if he knew me in all my dark despair. And then he looked right through me as if I wasn't there. That's how I felt. Like, how is it that you knew that about me? How is it that you make me feel so exposed? You make me feel naked in front of you. And whenever somebody puts you in that position, especially somebody that you don't know very well, the first thing you're going to do is try and fight them, either verbally or physically. You know, you don't have anything nice to say about somebody who points out a very glaring thing about you, especially if they don't know you that well. You're going to try and argue with them and tell them, who the hell do you think you are? You don't know me. Stay away from me. In fact, you make sure that you never talk to that person again because they came too close to you. They found out something that was a little too deep that they shouldn't have. And my request to all of us is that when we come across people who point something out in us that is uncomfortable, that we don't like, that we look deeper. And we ask ourselves, why is this revelation so uncomfortable? Why is it so unbearable for me to deal with? Because I know that there is a lesson somewhere in there. I just have to find it. I have to be constructive about it. I have to look at it from an objective perspective. Try not to be offended. Try not to look at it from a defensive place, but try and look at it from a different angle. What did they mean? What can I learn from it? What is it that I still need to hear about me? Especially when you know that what they said was from a place of, they were well-meaning. It was from a good place. So it is important to not try and push those people away from our lives, but to actually draw them closer to us because of the fact that they have been honest with us. Most people are not going to be honest with you. There are times when they're not going to be honest with you for deceitful reasons. And there are those who are not going to be honest with you because they know you're not going to be able to deal with the honesty. They know that you cannot handle the truth. That's funny. You can't handle the truth. Really? But in the process of growth, in the process of this life that of attempting to better ourselves, there are certain harsh truths that are going to be glaring right at us. And we are going to have to say, what is it about this thing that hurts me so deeply? What is it about what they said that just, it burned me and it made me want to slap them in the face? It made me want to insult them. What is it that made me want to protect myself? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves when we want to dig deeper and find out what's really going on, that we are so busy protecting and masking and trying to, you know, trying to cover and act like it's not there. Meanwhile, it's something that is, you know, it's practically rotting. It's a stench that we need to start dealing with. Because in order for us to move into the next stage of our evolution, we need to learn these lessons. We need to be honest with ourselves, sometimes brutally honest with ourselves, and uncover these open wounds that haven't healed, and they've stayed there for years and years and years unhealed. Sometimes you are going to need that really brutal, you know, that spirit, ugh, that you put on a wound and it stings, but you know it's going to help you. You know that that wound will heal when you start dealing with it. So that's what I learned today. And I'm thankful to this person for being so forward with me and telling me something that I knew about myself that I have been actively hiding. And like I said, I'm proud of myself for not punching her in the face. I'm proud of myself for staying in that conversation and still being mature enough to say, you pointed out something about me, and I'm going to look into that. I'm going to really find out what it is about me that I need to change. And on top of that, I'm going to continue being your friend. I want us to continue being friends because you will continue to be honest with me. I know there are times when we might, there'll be friction. We will butt heads. But at this point in my life, I need all the honesty that I can get because it's only through uncomfortable situations that I will grow. I am not going to grow with people pampering me and telling me what I need to hear. I need people in my life to tell me, yo, this isn't working. And you know it's not working. This has to change. You're remaining stagnant, you're remaining in this place, and you're not going to grow. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need a dose of reality. Sometimes you need that bitter pill to swallow. Sometimes you do need those people who will be honest with you in your life, who will tell you the truth, and who are not afraid of you, and who will tell you straight up, this is an issue in your life, and because I love you, you have to deal with it. So that's my lesson for today. Not my lesson to you, but my lesson to me. Because that was, it's like somebody threw a grenade in my face. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting this person to say, you know, you are very critical of yourself and you need to stop doing that. Dredges up all these things, but I need them to be dredged up. I need them to come up because I need to deal with them. I need to deal with that discomfort. There's a lot that I don't want to run away from anymore. I want to learn. I want to grow. No matter how painful it's going to be, I'm willing to take that journey. So like I said, I'm chatting with you, but I'm actually, this is for me more than for you. This is actually for me today. So thanks for watching. I hope that there's something in this message that resonated with you. And I do have to sleep. This is going to be a very early day tomorrow for me. And I hope that as the week ends, that it's been meaningful for you. It's been good for you. And take care. Sleep well. And have a good one. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye for now.